Blog Talk Radio.
That is absolutely right. And what that music means, it's time for GTE Radio 193.5. We're recording on the 12th, since yesterday was a federal holiday. Of course, that federal holiday was Veterans Day. And I thought, what better way to celebrate? I'm going to play you a clip from a Veterans Day show I did on my national show 2 years ago with our very own Ty Curry. It is a fascinating story that he tells, and I think just a great, great way to celebrate Veterans Day all week. Hey, if Macy's Department Store can celebrate Veterans Day all week, so can I. Again, this is from the 6th of November, 2013. And next time you see Ty, pat him on the shoulder, shake his hand. This is an amazing story, amazing young guy, amazing pilot. The other voice you hear in here is my co-host from my national show, Dr. Troy Hall, PhD, who's the chief operating officer at South Carolina Federal Credit Union. This has only been edited for brevity.
Hey, listen, Ty, I thought about this morning. Okay, folks, we broadcast live every Wednesday at 12 noon. Imagine getting into your car at 12 noon. 24 hours later, it's 12 noon Thursday. You still have 13 hours to sit in your car. Ty, you set a record, 37 hours airborne in a B-1 bomber. Now,
correct.
I'm sure a lot of people listening, number one, don't know what the B-1 bomber looks like. And I know a lot of people probably think that the B-1 bomber has seats with automatic massage points and flight attendants bringing you.
Boy, I wish. The B-1 is actually a supersonic bomber that was developed in the 1980s under the Carter administration, and then actually kind of tanked for a while until Ronald Reagan brought it back as our nuclear deterrent against the Soviet Union. And for a long time, that's what really set the stage and kept the Soviets at bay, was our strategic deterrent. But when the Cold War ended, and just as a side note, I was on the Berlin Wall there in 92, dancing on the wall, celebrating the fall of communism, the B-1 suddenly had no mission. Well, we corrected that very quickly. We put conventional weapons on it and actually have now become the premier weapon for our long-duration capabilities. And in and our multiple weapons that we can carry, anywhere from a 500-pound bomb to a 2,000-pound bomb. So we have quite a capability out there that's fairly unmatched. And the sortie that you're talking about, the 37-hour sortie that we did, occurred in August of 2006 when I was deployed to Diego Garcia, British Indian Ocean Territory, which is a tiny island. If you basically look at the point of India and then just drive south about 2,000 miles, you'll find it there, this little 10-mile atoll.
Nice.
And so we took off that day. It was originally going to be about an 18-hour sortie flight, 6-hour flight up into Afghanistan, 6 hours in-country, one aerial refueling up there, one aerial refueling in-country, and one aerial refueling coming out. So it was about an 18-hour sortie total. We got up into country in 6 hours and then basically spent the next 25 hours assisting some Marines that were under fire, heavy fire from an IED that they had run into. And unfortunately, they were it was a very difficult situation. We spent quite a bit of time with those guys and made sure that those 40 gentlemen went home to their wives and children back in the States. And then shortly after that, we had our replacement ship that was supposed to come up from Diego to replace us. Unfortunately, maintenance canceled, so we were on station again for another troops in contact, pushing us out another another few hours, and then finally a 6-hour flight home. And from takeoff time to landing time was actually 37 hours, and we received the Air Medal for that commendation. Now, the big thing for that is it wasn't just 37 hours. That's just flight time. You actually have about 5.5 hours pre-brief time and about 6 hours debrief time. So, yeah, it was almost almost four days that I didn't sleep. But it was a great, great mission, probably one of the most amazing things I've gotten to do in my Air Force career.
And when you think about your leadership office and it's in the cockpit, what's your favorite plane?
My favorite, honestly, the B-1 is my favorite because, you know, unlike the trainers that I flew, and I also flew the MQ-1 Predator and the MQ-9 Raptor, you have an entire crew that you're commanding and a commitment that you're going to not only bring the aircraft back safe, but every person that you command in that jet is coming back home safe with you. But the great thing about having a crew is that you all work together for a common goal. There's that teamwork. There's that trust. There's that belief in each other, that competency and that technical expertise that each of you bring to the table. And that's personally why I chose the B-1 over I had opportunities to train in the F-16, F-15, or the F-15E, a lot of different aircraft that I could have gone to that aren't crew-related. But for me, I feel most comfortable leading and inspiring my team to be the very best, and the B-1 was not only the fastest, supersonic, you know, amazingly sexy-looking aircraft, but she was also, you know, also very deadly and truly one of the premier weapon systems out there in the United States today.
I'll tell you what. I've had emails all morning. I've had all morning about this show. Troy and I have been doing this show for 3 years plus. This is the first show we've ever had where somebody has actually called in to listen to the show on a landline. We got somebody from Ohio listening in right now on a landline. And in that panoply of calls, I've had people talking about why would you talk about bombing people? Why, you know, these knuckleheads that don't understand that weapon systems are created for one reason, to eliminate the enemy, to be dominant, to be the best in what they do. Ty, I don't care about those kind of people. They have their right to be offended by this. You defended that right. I defended that right. Troy's nephew defends that right. My dad defended that right. What I want to ask you last is now, I don't know how you get in your car every day and drive to work. We know when you get in the cockpit of B-1 bomber and then you have to get in a car and drive to work every day. Today, you're a mild-mannered superhero at the Tampa Bay South location of GTE Financial. How do you take that military experience of leadership and apply it to projecting your brand value each and every day at GTE Financial?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a very valid point. You know, why are we talking about, you know, bombers and stuff like that, and how does this even relate to credit unions? And I do want to answer that. It's truly important because beyond being a bomber pilot and beyond being in a combat situation, the most important thing that I studied over the 25 years that I was in the military was leadership. Leadership in every form, from being an enlisted mechanic all the way up through being an aircraft commander to making life and death decisions. Those experiences, those life experiences, and that leadership that I got to put in practice and learn in the military transition directly and relate every single day to what we do here at GTE Financial. We have an amazing CEO who has put a culture in place where the member experience is truly, truly important. And the most important thing for me was to take his vision and bring it down to my level, to my CFC, to my branch, and say, how is that going to impact? How can we lead and impact our members' lives every day? And the way that we do that is through a motto that we developed, and that motto is, whose life am I going to change today? In the military, the lives that I changed every day were the people that I served, the United States citizenry. Every single person, those people stayed safe because I and my brothers and sisters in the military were on the front line making sure that they were safe. Here today, I make lives change by the way that I greet my members, by making first-time home buyers realize the dream of actually owning a home for the very first time. And when you have an impact on lives like that, when you have the experience of watching somebody walk into your center, you know, wondering if tomorrow's paycheck is going to be enough, to guiding them to financial literacy, that's impacting and changing a life. When I came out of the military, I truly struggled to find the passion that I had for flying, because I'll tell you, flying at 500 feet at 600 miles an hour is pretty thrilling. And to try to replace that was a very difficult process for me. And I have found that in what we do here at GTE, which is impact people's lives. And all around our credit unions, wherever you are, every single day you have that opportunity to impact somebody's life, to be a leader in that individual's life, and to change it. And I think that's what the most thrilling and exciting portion of this second half of my life really is.
Just an amazing interview. Like I said, next time you see Ty, shake his hand. I want to wish a happy Veterans Day to everybody out there in our GTE family, employees, members, family members of employees and members that have served this great country. And you heard Ty talking about it. And believe me, I know it was a difficult transition to go from being in the military to civilian life, but he found a great calling here at GTE Financial. Just a great way to celebrate Veterans Day. Hey, listen, no matter what you're doing, you're all heroes each and every day. When we treat our members the way that we want them to be treated, leave them wanting more of what we do. So let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's just keep on doing it. Happy Veterans Day to all of you, and until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Bye now.